Do you think do you think that Stephen Magee and Tony Romo were maybe standing on the sidelines going, I don't know, which real estate agent do you think will have the coach's listing? God, this guy is a gone goose, isn't he?
You just wonder whether, Jones will pull the plug, soon or wait till the end of the season. Only one in five team in the history of the NFL has ever made the playoffs. That was the Cincinnati Bengals back in the 70s.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, in the sure, Super Bowl, fine. In the Super Bowl era, I should say.
I just, because I wanted to, because they got their butts kicked last night, just decided I wanted to read a little bit about what the New York papers were writing. And apparently last year, when it's Eli, right? That's little Eli there.
Little Eli.
When little Eli came to Jerry's house and won, he signed a wall.
Oh, really?
In a room adjacent to the locker room.
Oh, my God. That's...
And that really... Really upset the folks there.
Yeah.
Now,
old stretch faces, as Chase called him.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, apparently, that is an NFL tradition, that when you go into a new stadium and you beat them at their house, first time you play in that new stadium, then you sign the wall.
Oh.
And apparently there are... If you go in and take a picture of this equipment room closet, there are like six quarterbacks who have now signed the wall.
Oh, my.
So never mind that. It's the fact that Eli actually kind of gets to put a hash mark next to it.
And one.
Yeah, exactly. Plus one. So
that's right, because he's 2-0 in Jerry's
house
now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, and so that's,
trade for him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because
he's a little bit unappreciated in New York. But anyway, and again, I don't care anything about that, but I read that story. I thought, that's kind of a fun deal.
Yeah.
All right, in the world of ladies who work in the evening, those ladies working on the street outside of town in northern Spain have been ordered, to wear reflective vests.
Oh, like... directing traffic.
Exactly. Make them visible to passing traffic and reduce the risk of accidents. Well, of course, women out there meeting and greeting, shall we say, have been told to wear the yellow fluorescent bibs or pay a fine of $55. Construction workers getting in the car. Oh, no, wait, that's not a construction.
Info.
Information.
That's somebody not dressed like a construction worker. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Hope she's not operating a jackhammer with that thing.
Yeehaw. But, I mean, is it yellow and it has those reflective stripes, or is it just...
Sure it does.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Construction workers of Spain, it'll be in Playboy next month.
In just the last 2 years, President Obama has added $3 trillion to the national debt, and our Congressman Chet Edwards has been helping him do it.
Chet loves debt.
Chet Edwards voted to raise the debt limit to $14 trillion just this year.
Chet loves debt.
Chet voted for 100% of all the spending bills that came through Congress since Nancy Pelosi has been Speaker.
100%?
Every single appropriations bill.
Chet does love debt.
And now, Chet Edwards is even voting for Obama's bad ideas, like the wasteful stimulus bill that cost us $814 billion. While Texas families needed jobs, Obama and Chet Edwards were wasting money on the bonuses of Wall Street executives. Instead of creating jobs, the stimulus bill created debt.
Again, Chet loves debt.
Our congressman has changed. It's time we change our congressman.
Paid for by Flores for Congress.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yes, sir. It's October the 26th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We're about out of October, folks. Bob Hoskins, the actor, turned 68 years old today.
And, a guy who really is a pretty good actor, has done some pretty good stuff. Mona Lisa was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Yet I think most folks think of him as...
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the detective.
Detective Eddie Valiant, actually.
Yeah.
Who framed Roger Valiant.
That's the one.
Roger Valiant. Roger
too.
Rabbit.
Them too.
Jacqueline Smith, one of Charlie's Angels, and now she's a Kmart fashion icon. I don't know, is that...
Really?
Don't you want to do something before you die, before you're... known as a Kmart fashion icon?
Sure.
Isn't that mutually exclusive?
We don't have one anymore, so I guess we can bash on them. Yeah, 63 years old today. Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune for over 20 years. Oh, yeah. My God, I got to go do that damn wheel show again.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He's 63 years old today. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Mm.
Miss Rodham.
Yes.
Yeah.
Former First Lady, and doesn't say here that she's the Secretary of State, but
it's
a pretty good gig.
Dang, I knew she was doing something else.
Former First Lady who campaigned for the presidency in 2008.
Very nice.
And did she ever?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Look at Jacqueline Smith, Pat Sajak, and Hillary Clinton, all 63 today.
Yeah.
Who'd have guessed? Okay. Lauren Tews, remember her from the Love Boat? Remember that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she's 56 years old today. Uh-huh. And Keith Urban, the country singer, married to Nicole Kidman, and pretty successful on his own, pretty successful touring guy.
Actually was doing pretty well before he married her.
That's
but,
true.
You know,
that's anyway. True. 43 years old. John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Is 33 years old today. And that's all I got on list A. You got anything else?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Natalie Merchant, be the singer chick.
Uh-huh.
Did you say Dylan McDermott?
No.
49.
There you go.
Let's see. Rita Wilson.
Oh, Mrs. Tom Hanks.
And she's, fairly successful in her own right.
Yes, she does some producing, directing, and a little acting.
Produced that Greek wedding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Reitman, who is a movie director, does some funny stuff. He'd be, how old he is. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Please. Well, that's good for her. All right, that's fine. Well, let's see what else we got to go. And Chase alluded to this. We have some spectacular weather coming again.
Just bizarre.
Yeah.
For the next 48 hours anyway. And then it's going to get really nice.
Yeah, I think we kind of got spoiled a little bit because it was cool in the evenings and then nice during the day. And actually, the last couple of days, it's been kind of muggy out there. We had a breeze yesterday, which helped out. And it's still a little windy out there this morning. But nonetheless, yeah, got good stuff on the way. It's 621 right now.